Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 31st of July, 2021. And it's Shabbat. Hello. Shalom. Hallelujah. Praise Yah for another week has come to an end. Praise Yah for the gift of life, for His protection, for His divine provision. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, for you are the healer, you are the provider, you are our protector, you are everything. Thank you, Most High God. I cover myself with the blood of Yahushua. I soak myself in the blood of Yahushua. I soak my environment in the blood of Yahushua. I soak this audio in the blood of Yahushua. And I pray that, Father, you will use it to glorify yourself in the mighty name of Yahushua. Commit my lips into your hands. I soak them in the blood of Yahushua. I soak my tongue in the blood of Yahushua. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. This audio is about hair, women and hair. Please bear with me. The baby is sleeping in the background and he's the one snoring. So just ignore him and listen to what I'm saying. All right. So the issue of plaited hair, perming of hair. Yeah, it can get complicated. Now, one thing I have learned over time through revelation is, various revelations is, more men are seeming to make heaven than women. There are more women in churches than men. But when it comes to dying and making heaven, there are more men making heaven than women. Why is this? Well, it's been discovered that women are attaching a lot of things they don't need onto themselves, which are a hindrance to making heaven. And one of these major things is the issue of plaited hair, using hair extensions, using jewelry, perming of hair, the kind of clothes women wear, the kind of shoes women wear, the use of makeup. The list is long. You see, the Holy Spirit has revealed through Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu over Mighty Wind Ministry that the reason why sin came through women is because the devil was, you know, really hates the Holy Spirit, who is feminine, and was retaliating against Yah by using females against him. He was trying to basically challenge Yah that, aside from the fact that he hated the fact that men were above angels, mankind is above angels, he was also trying to challenge Yah, saying that why would you have to create females? So basically he wants all females to be destroyed. And this is why homosexuality has become a big deal in these end times. And if you notice very well, when homosexuality is being promoted, the relationship between men and men is more emphasized than the relationship between women and women. They are even looking for ways to make men to get pregnant and have babies. And when it comes to adopting babies, they make the men, it's more emphasized for two men to adopt a baby than it is for two women to adopt a baby. So you can see that the enemy just wants to make this world a male-dominated world. His idea is to destroy women completely, to nothingness, and make sure all women end up in hellfire, and then make men be more elevated, but men to be sinners as well in other ways. Remember that the man is the head, and the woman is to be submissive to the man. Men are the ones who have their covenant with the Creator, and the women have to go through the men to relate with God. If that makes sense, this is all goes back to circumcision and what happened in Genesis chapter 3. So where am I going with this? Well, my family and I lost a precious friend we lost three people actually in the year 2019. And I praise Yah because all three of them made it to heaven. You know, the Lord confirmed it that they are all in heaven. Two were ladies and one was a man. So one died in June, the other two died in December, 2 days or 3 days in between. So the one who died in June was called Janet. They all live in the UK. The two who died in December were called Edward and Rose. Janet was Ugandan, Edward was Nigerian, and Rose was English. So she was from England. So why am I bringing this up? I spent a long time with Rose in England. She was a mother to me when I was new to the UK. And I saw that her life was a very simple life. She led a life of simplicity and submission to her husband. She wasn't into makeup. She was never into doing hair and, you know, looking for all this stylish stuff. No, she kept her life very simple. She was a very prayerful person. She loved the word of God. She was a teacher. And she always kept her home immaculate. Now, Edward was a pastor in Scotland. He too led a very simple life and he loved God so much. He always prayed every night. In fact, the time he died was the time he usually prays. He had gone downstairs to pray, and just as he was about to enter the sitting room, he got a heart attack and fell down the stairs and, you know, he passed on. Then Janet, in Janet's case, she developed cancer the year before. So in 2018, she developed cancer, towards the end of the year, which made her really ill. But it mostly made her bedridden between January and June of 2019. It's a very long story. I can't go into it all, but she is the main focus of this conversation. Janet was somebody who loved makeup so much. She loved hair extensions. She loved trousers. She loved high heels. She loved music. She was a Christian, but she's still a chorister. But she really struggled with staying away from worldly music. So she's sort of still like clubbing, even though she was a chorister and a Christian. So she loved all those things that would hinder her from making heaven. And I learned that the Lord really loved her and he never wanted her to go to hellfire. And the Lord knew what her future would be like if he let her live beyond June 2019. So the Lord ordained it for her to die in June 2019. It was a Wednesday and it was the 19th. And I discovered, as I said, there's a lot here, but I don't want to go into all the details, but I discovered that the Lord gave her a notification in 2018, 1 year before her death, that she was going. And she picked up on it and started to run with it. She started to prepare. She didn't know that she would fall ill, but she just knew it in her soul that she didn't have long to go. Then around September, October, she started to fall ill. She didn't know what it was until she went for tests and they told her it's cancer. And the cancer just became aggressively bad within a very short time. And that's a major sign that the Lord was just using cancer as a passage for her to die, to leave this world. So when she was bedridden, obviously there's no way she would have time for hair extensions, for makeup, plaited hair, high heels, trousers. She had to do away with all that. And as I have come to understand over time, the Lord allowed her to be ill with cancer so that she could begin to do away with all that baggage that would hinder her from entering heaven. If the Lord came suddenly to her like he did with Brother Edward or Pastor Edward in December, Janet would not have made heaven because she had so much baggage that she needed to do away with. That's why I'm saying there are more men than women in heaven. It is so easy for men to die suddenly and make it to heaven. It is very difficult for women to die suddenly and make heaven unless they've been living a simple life. So sometimes women have to go through that season of sickness or something that will make them to do away with all those things that will hinder them from making heaven, so that they can be able to make heaven. See, the Lord had a covenant with Janet's mom. So because of that, all of the children in that family are covenanted to God. And God is always finding a way to preserve them for himself. Now in Janet's case, she had to become unwell with cancer. So why am I saying all this? Well, weaving of hair is Babylon. It is not the will of Yah for his people, the women or even men, to weave their hair, whether without extensions or with extensions. He wants us to do away with weaving or plaiting of hair. It is not something he designed for mankind when he was creating us in the beginning. He wants us to be combing our hair, keeping it at a manageable stage, and combing it accordingly. Women are not allowed to cut their hair like men. They have to have their hair longer than men. It doesn't have to be very long going down to the back or very full in to the extent that you can't manage it, but it can be short and manageable. You should be able to wash your hair every day or every other day and cream it and then comb it. You don't need plaited hair. You don't need extensions. The hair extensions are made with materials that are not godly. Some of the hair extensions are taken from people, from humans, and they are not meant to go on our heads. because of the various problems they have within them. Whether somebody has cancer or not and they lose their hair or not, they are not supposed to use hair extensions. That's when a hair covering comes in handy. We are meant to keep our hair covered as women, because as women, we sinned in the beginning. We caused man to sin. So one of our punishments is to cover our hair. Keep our hair covered as a constant reminder that we are susceptible to sin and we need to humble ourselves. We need to be submissive to the will of Yah. Hallelujah. So, brethren, please do away with plaited hair. It is not of Yah. It is not a symbol of holiness. It is a symbol of Babylon. It is a symbol of fallenness. And if you are into selling of all these things, please think again. Think about getting rid of those shops or changing what you are selling to something else so that you can have a chance of making heaven. Because selling things that hinder people from entering heaven is a hindrance for you also, especially if you know fully well what you're doing. And the punishment awaiting you in hellfire is just, you know, horrendous. Edward made heaven at the time that he usually prays with Yah. God took him suddenly because he led a simple life. He didn't have baggage with him. And also the lady who died 3 days after him led a very simple life. So it was very easy for the Lord to take her in his, you know, the way she was. Though I must say that she too was unwell for some weeks before she died. And she prayed just before she died. She prayed in tongues, holy tongues. So I'm rounding up this audio now, but I'm hoping that what I'm saying will make sense. The Lord gave me a revelation on the 7th of June saying that he doesn't want to see me having plaited hair or perming my hair ever again. He said I should undo my hair in the spiritual realm. My hair was plaited. He told me to undo it, and he said he's going to deliver me from something when I undo it. Then he showed me the beauty of my hair before I undid it. So he was very strict and very adamant about the fact that I should never ever plait my hair or perm it ever again, and I have made it a point to do so. Now, one way to avoid that temptation is to avoid going to the salon, because whenever you go into a salon, the salonist will always come up with ideas, or why don't you do this, or why don't you do that. So the temptation of you breaking the commandment of Yah is very high. So it's better for you to do away with salons. Just buy cream. Let the Spirit of God lead you to which cream you should buy that is godly. Or learn how to make your own cream. You can use avocado. You can use all these fruits and plants that the Lord gave us. Some of them are good for putting in our hair to maintain the hair, the beauty of the hair. Every now and again, your hair will need fresh air so you can uncover it. But if you're going out of the house or you're going to pray, you're going to preach, keep your hair covered as a lady. And men should not plait their hair. They should keep their hair in a nice cut manner. You shouldn't be doing all these trendy styles, because those trendy styles have messages in the kingdom of darkness. That's why they were created. But I hope I've been able to make sense of what this issue concerning plaited hair. It is Babylonians that plait hair. If you read the Bible very well and you dig through history, look at the pictures of people from Babylon. And by the way, Egypt was part of Babylon. So Babylon extended itself worldwide. And if you look at Egyptians, it is them that always had their hair plaited. The Israelites may have copied them at some point, but it wasn't for God for them to have planted here. They are meant to stand out. Remember that we are called to stand out. And there are various ways in which we stand out, apart from emitting the light of Yah, being the salt of the earth. We stand out in other ways, such as the way we present ourselves, the way we present our hair, the way we present our faces, the way we dress. All those things minister to people about who we are, and they either draw people to the kingdom of Yah or they don't. So as you are claiming to be an ambassador of the Most High God, Yah, think about the way you present yourself aside from the other things you are working on in your closet, because that speaks volumes everywhere you go. Keep your hair simple. Since I stopped plaiting my hair for 1 year plus now, I have peace of mind. I don't have stress. I don't have to be searching for money to do my hair. I don't have to be looking for anybody to make my hair look beautiful. I just thank God for my hair as it is, and I do the best I can with it. I don't have to. In fact, my hair is very short as we speak now. It's curled up. It's long, but it's curled up. But I manage it. I keep it covered most of the time. So, brethren, please be encouraged and know that this world is not our home. You are here on a mission for a short time. Your days are numbered on this earth. Keep your life simple. Stop looking for trends, the latest trend, the latest trend, and the latest trend. Get rid of that and keep your life simple. Do away with plaited hair. Do away with makeup. Do away with the trousers as women. Do away with all those things that will hinder you from making heaven. Just continually keep your eye on the goal, which is heaven. And do everything possible to attract heaven towards you, for you to be closer to heaven and for heaven to be closer to you. That's the most important thing in life. You don't need all these things. They are baggages of the devil. The devil has it in mind to destroy women to the core. And the main way he's doing it is all these things that are on this earth. That, you know, like jewelry, makeup, plaited hair. Please do away with all these things. Plaited hair speaks in the spiritual realm. Everything has a voice. There's nothing in this world that does not have a voice. It's a long story. Even the Red Sea spoke to Moses when he told it to part. Everything has a voice. Plaited hair has a voice. Please keep that in mind. Every time you plait your hair, you are passing a message in the spiritual realm. That plaited hair is speaking, is speaking, is speaking. Everything has a voice. Even your hair that is not plaited speaks. It speaks. You just can't hear it. Everything has a voice, brethren. Do not be carried away with the things of this world. Do not be carried away with the things of this world. Let Yah be in your heart and let him guide you continually on what you have to do. Don't allow yourself to miss heaven because of small, small things. I know we have many areas to work on. We have the restitution issue of, you know, in various ways, such as dealing with debts and other things. But also make sure that your appearance is godly. Do away with long nails. You don't need them. Yah sees them as claws. Remember that when Nebuchadnezzar was turned to a madman and half animal, half human, the Lord made his nails to grow long. What does that tell you? Long nails are not for human beings. They are for animals and other things. It is the devil that carries around long nails. We are not meant to have long nails. We're not meant to use nail polish. All that is not for us. We are meant to keep our lives simple. It's amazing what people see in the when they go to in when they have heaven hell experiences, how things speak against you. I mean, I can't forget how God told one woman that, you know, I never put serpents on your head, because she had plaited hair. And she was like, what are you talking about, the Lord? Then the Lord said, look at your hair. And the hair turned to serpents and it started to speak. So, brethren, whatever you know that is going to make you miss heaven, get rid of it. I'm going to stop here now. Shalom.